How to learn big programming with little programming. You will need to begin by looking for JavaScript Full Course. They are always several hours long and work really great for introductions. If you like pixels a lot, follow up with a P5.js tutorial. And if you like strange things, try playing some of those JavaScript coding games. They can be pretty interesting. Then, get going with Svelte, a very handsome technology in year 2020-something. And it does have a fantastic interactive tutorial that will get you programming user interfaces fast. The long courses, colorful pixels, strange games, and Svelte place you in an amazing position where you can learn new things by creating graphic user interfaces for them. For example, when you approach something as complex or unusual as a database or PouchDB, you can easily master it by making a management program for it. You get to get a good look at everything. The best example of this fancy way of learning is a color theme generator. Basically, making colors that go really well together. Colors are just numbers in the computer world. But they are not just numbers. They often represent an underlying model, or theory even. In the most basic RGBA model that you want to convert all your other models into, 0 means transparent, and 1 means opaque, with 0.5 being semi-transparent. That's the A in RGBA. RGB stands for red, green, blue, and range in values from 0 to 255. That's binary math, where 0 is black, and 255 is full saturation and lightness and everything white. And when red, green, and blue are mixed together, they create a full range of colors. In the HSL color model, though, which stands for hue, saturation, lightness, hue is a number between 0 and 359. Here, hue represents rotation around a cylinder of color. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, or dingo as I call it, and violet. This is the rainbow spectrum of color, sorted by frequency, wrapped around a cylinder, and represented by values between 0 and 359. Aren't you interested in seeing all these numbers coming together? Because let me tell you something. If you take that silly, silly cylinder and cut it in half, or sample a color at 0 degree plus X and 180 degrees plus X, or 360 divided by 2 plus whatever X someone picked to start around a circle with, you get complementary colors from art theory, from art class. Colors that artists say go really well together. And if you split it in 3 ways, you get that highly coveted color triad. The triadic colors are just a function of dividing by three. It's so simple. You can see how this math is just lovely and inviting. It creates colors that you can decorate anything with, from your app to your walls. Or better yet, your portfolio. As one of your most fantastic programs even. For example, you can create a dynamically generated version of https://clrs.cc. Here, you can also let people choose a starting number between 0 and 360. Or just create 360 color themes where everyone can find something that they really like. Here, the 360 is not the angle, as you would want to move by 10% to eliminate similar looking themes. So you really get 36 really good and unique colors. But then, get creative with saturation and lightness, of course. And that would make up about 10 variations, so 36 by 10. See, it's not a silly portfolio item or a simple idea. It is a burst of color, good for two portfolio pages. All this as one of your first web applications and a cool and simple inquiry into color models. See, learning programming with programming is really cool and it creates cool inventions. It helps you learn like no tomorrow.